You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Jeffrey Roberts, professor at the University of College Cork and emeritus professor of history. And his new book is Stalin's Library, A Dictator and His Books. Stalin is now a young man eager for more about Marxism. And in 1905, he travels to Petersburg, outside of Petersburg. There's a very famous painting, you can all witness it, of Stalin standing at a table where Lenin is seated and writing out documents or signing books. Lenin is famous. His name is Ulyanov. He's the son of a middle-class educator. And Stalin is the wayward son of a poor cobbler. And at this point, he's also traveled from Georgia all the way to Petersburg, the capital of the Russian Empire. Professor, the fact of the matter is that Stalin adored Lenin, celebrated Lenin, made Lenin into the center of his world. What was it that attracted him? Had he read Lenin at this point, or did he see something in Lenin's eyes? I'm trying to imagine what that painting is supposed to convey.
Okay, so Stalin drops out of the seminary where he was trained to be a priest because he no longer wants to be a priest because his whole outlook on life has changed from reading, actually. And he now considers himself to be a socialist. And he gravitates towards the revolutionary movement in Russia. And the movement that he joins, the party he joins, is the Russian Social Democratic and Labour Party, kind of Marxist-based organisation. But that party, not long after, so Stalin joins in 1898, and a few years later, not many years later, that party splits. It splits into two factions, right? A so-called Bolshevik faction or majority faction headed by Lenin, and there's also a faction called the Mensheviks or the minority faction. Okay, so Stalin aligns himself with Lenin, Lenin's Bolshevik faction, and from then on, Lenin is a completely committed supporter of Bolshevism and a completely supporter of Lenin. Now, I'm not sure I'd use the word devotion, actually. Huge respect, admiration, loyalty, and commitment to Lenin. But, look, Stalin was his own man. He did his own reading. He had his own mind. And the reason he supported Lenin and backed him in these factional struggles was because he agreed with Lenin. He read what Lenin had to say, considered his arguments, and arrived at the view that he thought Lenin was right. And that was the basis of his relationship and his support for Lenin. And he has his first meeting with Lenin in 1905, and actually takes place in a place in Finland called Tampere. And Finland at that time was part of the Russian Empire. It was a province of the Russian Empire. So there's a Bolshevik Party conference in Tampere, and that's where Stalin first meets Lenin, and then later on, after Lenin's death in 1924, Stalin gives a rather idealized version of his first encounter with meeting. And as you say, after Lenin's death, Stalin is to the forefront of propagating a cult of Lenin, the Lenin cult, right? And indeed, Stalin himself projects himself as being Lenin's heir, Lenin's disciple. He's always saying, "I'm merely a student of Lenin's. I'm carrying on in practice what Lenin started, what Lenin started with the Bolsheviks, what Lenin started with the revolution in 1917, and what Lenin started with the construction of socialism in Russia."
Stalin publishes an article in 1913. We're going fast here because we're going to get to that library in 1934 and then continue on through Stalin's life and on to the 21st century, because that library is a fascination. Stalin's right. gone, the library is with us. Marxism and the National Question makes Stalin a prominent member of the Bolshevik Party. He then, however, is arrested again and exiled for 4 years to Siberia. And what I take from your notes, Professor, is that in that exile, he did a great deal of reading, and his landlady examined his room after he left. After he was drafted in 1916 for the war, he headed back to Petersburg. He was ruled not eligible to fight because he had a damaged left arm, and he also had a damaged walk, a damaged gait. He was disabled in his life. He read Anarchism or Socialism, 1906 to 1907. He read Marxism and the National Question. His reading looks much more focused now. Is that true, Professor?
When he becomes a Bolshevik, his reading is focused on Marxism, Socialism, So it's very very focused read. So Stalin's not just a reader; he's also a writer. And the most important text that he composes, before the Russian Revolution, is the one you mentioned, Marxism and the Nationalist Question, which kind of establishes Stalin as a kind of a bit of a theoretician and an intellectual in his own right. And he comes to be seen as being, besides Lenin, as being the Bolshevik Party's expert on the National Question. Before the revolution, Stalin is a political activist. Mainly what he's doing is various forms of political journalism. But of course, Bolshevism, the revolutionary movement in Russia, is illegal under Tsarist autocracy. So Stalin, during his prison, spends quite a number of years in prison or in exile. And what does he do in prison exile? What he mainly does is that he reads books. And we have a lot of reports from Tsarist police files about Stalin being seen, spending a lot of time in public libraries. And as you mentioned there was one occasion when he absconded from his digs, the place that he was supposed to be staying when he was in exile. And when he ran away, he left behind all these books that he'd borrowed from the local library. Very interesting, collection of books, a lot of philosophy books, a lot of literature, and even a book by Oscar Wilde. Although the report doesn't actually say which book by Oscar Wilde.
The new book is Stalin's Library, A Dictator and His Books. Professor Jeffrey Roberts is the author. Next is the General Secretary's reading and Stalin's first collection. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Why?
If you have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing
why
every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours? Visit cox.com/5G home for details.
Who's in for some great shopping? How about dinner and drinks with friends? With over 70 shops and restaurants, from Coach and Michael Jordan Steakhouse to Tommy Bahama and Tom's Watch Bar, you'll find something for everyone's taste and lifestyle at Mohegan Sun. So next time your friends are asking, steak or sushi, or maybe some shopping, or even dancing, the answer is both at Mohegan Sun. Visit Mohegan Sun today. Plan your visit at MohicanSun.com. That's MohicanSun.com, and go all in for Mohegan.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.